Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. Vir die belangrikste sake nuus skakel in op RSG Geldsaake.
Pieter de Toey is nou op die lyn. Hy is van News 24. Pieter, baie welkom by die program. Ons sit en kyk nou op die televisie na die vergadering wat plaasvind daar by die Withuis en die twee afvaardigings is daar. Baie interessante afvaardigings in die president Ramaphosa se kamp is Ronald Ramola, die minister van buitenlandse sake, en Kombutso Sowane, minister van die presidentie, Park Stel, die minister van handel en nywerheid, en John Steenhuisen, die minister van landbou. Ons het geweet, hulle gaan daar wees, want dit was die afvaardiging wat Suid-Afrika verlaat het. Maar ons het nou ook gesien Johan Rupert van Richmond en Remgro, as ook Ernie Els en Retief Goosen, ons kampioen golfspelers, is ook deel van die afvaardiging. En in Span Amerika, behalwe vir president Trump, is J.D. Vance, die adjunkpresident, en dan die minister van verdediging en van minister van handel, Pete Hegseth en Howard Lutnick, en dan Elon Musk. So dis 'n groot vergadering met snaakse mense wat daar is, as mens nou kyk dat hulle oor bilaterale handel wil gesels tussen Amerika en Suid-Afrika. Wat maak jy daarvan?
Goeienaand, Ryk. Ja, wat een interessante aand. President Ramaphosa het precies 4 minute oor 6 by die Withuis aangekom, uit die groot swart ambtsmotor uitgeklim en is ontvang deur president Trump van Amerika en hulle is dadelik by die Withuis in. Ons het nie gesien hoe die res van die afvaardiging daar opdaag nie, maar Ryk is heeltemal reg, wat 'n interessante groep mense, interessant om te sien dat Johan Rupert van Remgro en Richmond daar is. Natuurlik is Donald Trump een groot ondersteuner van een groot golf ondersteuner, golfkyker. Hy is baie nou betrokke by die PGA van Amerika. Ons weet Johan Rupert is ook betrokke by die PGA van Amerika, en dat Johan Rupert op die stadium betrokke daarby was om te kyk om die PGA en die LIV Tour, die Rebelle Tour, wat deur Saudi-Arabië gefinansier word, by mekaar te bring. So ek dink is strategies waarskynlik slim van Cyril Ramaphosa en die Suid-Afrikaanse afvaardiging om vir Johan Rupert by te trek of vir Ernie Els by te trek, want daar Ernie en Retief het beide 2 Amerikaanse open toernooie gewen. So dis 'n manier om Suid-Afrika se sogenaamde soft power te gebruik onder moeilike omstandighede en tydens 'n vergadering, Ryk, wat ongetwyfeld redelik antagonisties gaan wees.
Ja. Ja, dit gaan interessant wees. Almal is bang dat daar nou uitval is en 'n woordewisseling is en dat Donald Trump baie lelik is met ons president en hom eerbaar behandel nie.
Ja.
Wat is daar, weet ek, is seker president Ramaphosa is bewus daarvan. Is daar enigszins 'n aanduiding van hoe jy dink hierdie vergadering kan uitspeel?
Wel, wat ons wel weet is dat die Suid-Afrikaanse afvaardiging hierdie afgelope paar dae gedoen wat hulle kon om voor te berei op 'n vergadering wat, soos ek sê, moontlik antagonisties kan wees. As ons kyk wat dan gebeur het met die vergadering vroeër tussen Trump en Zelensky van Oekraïne, ook pogings om die Amerikaanse nuwe Kanadese eerste minister Mark Carney te intimideer, is daar geen twyfel nie dat die Amerikaners onder leiding van Trump, met die Amerikaanse minister van verdediging Hegseth aan sy sy, en ook Elon Musk, wat baie uitgesproke is oor Suid-Afrika, dat hulle gaan probeer om die Suid-Afrikaners te intimideer. Natuurlik, daar die speelveld is nou dadelik anders, met die feit dat iemand soos Johan Rupert daar so is, wat ook baie noue bande in die Amerikaanse sakewereld het, wat gereken word in die Amerikaanse sakewereld. Hy het tydens Trump se eerste administrasie baie sterk bande in die Amerikaanse tesorie byvoorbeeld gehad, hy het direkte lyn aan Donald Trump. So dit sal waarskynlik 'n manier wees om die angel uit die gesprek uit te haal, maar daar is geen twyfel nie dat harde woorde gaan val oor goed soos swart ekonomiese bemagtiging, oor goed soos landelike veiligheid, wat vir die Amerikaners skynbaar 'n groot kwessie is, en oor goed soos Suid-Afrika se pogings om die historiese ongelykhede van die verlede deur middel van transformasie reg te stel. So dit gaan 'n moeilike gesprek wees.
Pieter, ons gaan oorskakel. Dit lyk vir my asof die pers geleentheid begin het of die perskonferensie, en ek sien vir Donald Trump langs president Cyril Ramaphosa. Hulle gesels, hulle lyk vriendelik. So ons gaan daardie luister na wat daar gesê word.
But wishes us luck in this discussion with you. So it's a real joy, and I'd also like to thank you for allowing your people to start discussions with us at the trade level. I mean, we are essentially here to reset the relationship between the United States and South Africa. We are long-standing partners in many, many ways. We've collaborated in many fields, in space issues, in energy, and in trade, and therefore need to reset that, particularly in the light of some of the announcements that you made on trade and investment. So we want to advance more trade between the two of us, two countries, and our people now have been empowered by yourself and by myself to start engaging, and we hope that we will be able to fuel that engagement during our talks. And we also want to discuss issues that have to do with how we promote further investments in both countries. We've got about 22 companies from South Africa that have invested in the US, thus creating a number of jobs. And similarly, you've got almost 600 who would like to recalibrate those relations between our two countries and discuss a whole range of issues, geopolitical, the work that you're doing to bring peace around the world, in Ukraine and in the Middle East. So we value that, and we are also a great contributor to peace processes that are going on around the world. And of course, we want to discuss how we can support each other. You are a much We're just a tiny economy, but we rely on each other on a number of issues. We've got critical minerals that you want to fuel the growth of your own economy and reindustrialize. So we have that on offer, including rare earth minerals. So all that combination of opportunity and the products that we buy from you, as well as what we sell to you, I believe makes up a really good and powerful relationship, which we need to strengthen, which we need to engender. And that is really what has brought us here. And we are really privileged to have, you know, great South Africans in the mix, as you said you'd like to see them as well. And I brought you a really fantastic golf book. Weighs 14 kilograms.
Oh,
and it showcases the golf courses in our country. Johann Rupert wrote preface, so did Eniels. And I want to showcase our golf courses. You might remember when I spoke to you and we spoke about golf, you said I should start practicing. And I've started practicing, President, so I'm ready. But let me end just the introductory remarks by thanking you. You may not recall that 5 years ago I spoke to you during the COVID period.
Right.
And it was at a time when the whole world was going through a really cathartic moment.
Right.
And we asked for assistance, and you were able to assist us with respirators, and you kept to your word, and you delivered respirators to us. We didn't have as many in our country, and it really helped to help us deal with COVID. So I'm here also to say thank you, and to thank the people of America for having helped us during a really difficult time. Being the small economy that we are, we needed help from around the world. And you were there to provide that. So thank you very much.
I remember the call.
Yeah,
we sent 150 respirators. We became the respirator king. We started making them. Nobody had them. We had very few of them.
That's right.
But they were very helpful. But we sent 150, and I appreciated the letter you wrote me.
That's right. Yeah.
I appreciate that very much.
Thank you very much for that. It really touched my heart after I spoke to you, and you delivered.
Great honor.
Thank you very much.
Any questions, please?
Mr. President, we welcome white Afrikaner refugees here. Can you explain to Americans why it's appropriate to welcome white Afrikaners here when other refugees like Afghans, Venezuelans, Haitians have all had their protected status revoked?
Well, this is a group, NBC, that is truly fake news. They ask a lot of questions in a very pointed way. They're not questions, they're statements. We've had tremendous complaints about Africa, about other countries too, from people. They say there's a lot of bad things going on in Africa, and that's what we're going to be discussing today. When you say we don't take others, all you have to do is take a look at the southern border. We let 21 million people come through our border, totally unchecked, totally unvetted. They came from all over the world. In many cases, they're criminals. They come from prisons. They come from mental institutions. They come from street gangs. They're drug dealers. So don't say that we didn't take them. We're taking them. We're trying to get them out as fast as we can. And we're doing record business on that. And we just won a big case where we're allowed to send back hundreds of criminals to Venezuela. Just won that today in the Supreme Court. I'm happy to hear. But we do have a lot of people are very concerned with regard to South Africa, and that's really the purpose of the meeting, and we'll see how that turns out. But we have many people that feel they're being persecuted, and they're coming to the United States. So we take from many, many locations if we feel there's persecution or genocide going on. And we had a lot of people. I must tell you, Mr. President, we have had a tremendous number of people, especially since they've seen this. Generally, they're white farmers, and they're fleeing South Africa, and it's a very sad thing to see. But I hope we can have an explanation of that, because I know you don't want that. It's a kind of a different meeting. Normally, we have meetings, we talk about trade, and we'll be talking about trade and other things. But that certainly will be a subject that comes up. Yeah. Yes, please. Yeah, Brian?
Thank you very much. I'd like to get your thoughts on Letitia James. Director Polte, according to him, Letitia James says that the alleged mortgage fraud was simply a mistake. I want to get your thoughts on that. She put down that her father was her husband in order. And this is very similar to, I guess, the false accounts they have on here.
Well, I don't know what it is currently, but Letitia James, who's the Attorney General of New York State, it seemed, I'm not involved in that at all. I know that it's being handled by various groups, I guess, but it's major fraud, mortgage documents, and fraudulent everything. You know, I think she said the father was her husband, which she had to have a husband, or so she chose her father, and she put it down, and she had didn't she sign in Virginia? Yet she said she lived in Virginia. Yet she's the New York State Attorney General. She did that for tax reasons, so she could take advantage of taxes. And she had the wrong number of units. She had a much different number, which wouldn't have allowed her to qualify and scam the government. So I don't know. I think she's very bad for New York, but I really don't know too much about it. But I appreciate the question.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mr. President, I want to say to you to be convinced that there's no genocide.
Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. So May 25th will be the celebration of Africa Day, which pretty much a lot of our celebration will be taking place around the world, including here in the United States. What is your message to the entire African continent, African people, in this important occasion?
Well, I want to see peace, and I want to see happiness. I want to see health, and you know, you have incredible land. There's tremendous value. A lot of countries don't have that value in the land, the value you have. You know, we have a situation, I think you probably heard about it. We've done, through some very talented people, help settle a war that's been raging for years, Rwanda and the Congo. And I think we've done it. Believe it or not, I think we've done it. And could you just say a few words about that, my friend?
Yes. A couple of weeks ago, the two parties signed a declaration of principles in which they agreed on the way forward. And they have both submitted their draft peace agreements. And we have put together one that incorporates both of their suggestions, and we've given it to them. So we're in the process of finalizing
this. Looking
good,
right?
Looking very good.
No, we have to thank you for even those efforts, because the African continent, particularly SADC, our Southern African Development Community, has for years been seeking to foster peace in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. So all efforts, including those from outside the continent and inside the continent, are really worthwhile. We are removing our troops from there so that peace can then prevail in that whole area. And we hope that with the support of the international community, we will really have peace in that area. It's so vital, it's so important for the whole region.
Well, we sent our people there, and I think we did a very good job. I said it by my friend, and that was great. That was great. I mean, I'm just hearing phenomenal reports because all I'm hearing is death, death, and they're chopping heads off, and it's horrible over there. And it was really brave of you to go there, and I really appreciate it. And it looks like that. It looks like we have something very, very substantial. We also talked about trade with them in terms of rare earth and all, but really more for the. It's like if you take a look at what we just did with Pakistan and India, we settled that whole thing, and I think I settled it through trade. We're doing a big deal with India. We're doing a big deal with Pakistan, and I said, "What are you guys doing?" You know, somebody had to be the last one to shoot. But the shooting was getting worse and worse, bigger and bigger, deeper and deeper into the countries. And we spoke to him, and I hate to say we got it settled, and then 2 days later, something happens, and they say it's Trump's fault. But Pakistan has got some excellent people and some really good, great leader. And India is my friend, Modi.
Modi?
And he's a
mutual friend?
Yeah, he's a great guy. Mm-hmm. And I called them both, and we just did something good. We're trying to settle Russia-Ukraine. We spoke with President Putin for 2.5 hours the day before yesterday.
Ons gaan hierdie perskonferensie daar stop. Dit lyk vir my asof daar nou ander internasionale ontwikkelings bespreek word. Ten minste het President Cyril Ramaphosa en President Trump blad geskud. En ek dink dit lyk regtig asof die vergadering nie te veel konfrontasie het nie. En ongelukkig het president Ramaphosa nie gereageer op die vraag oor die Afrikaner vlugtelinge nie, maar ek is seker dit sal op 'n stadium aangespreek word. Johan, vriendelike mense op die televisie wat besig is met hierdie perskonferensies, wat is jou gedagtes?
Soos hulle sê, Ryk, so ver so goed, en het sal interessant wees om te sien hoe het verder vorder. Ek dink ons het nou vanavond weer klaar iets bietjie gesien van die meneer Trump wat ons leer ken het, wat somme absoluut regheid is oor sekere kwessies wat hy aangespreek het met van die vraag. So ja, kom ons kyk en ons hoop dat hierdie vriendelike trant kan voortduur.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoeie elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoeie, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.